Taylor University president quits after Pence invite controversy. By Tom Sikkata on July 1, 2019. Taylor University President Paul Haines resigned last week following controversy over his decision to invite Vice President Mike Pence to speak on the Christian campus located in Indiana. Breitbart News reported in May that dozens of students walked out during Mike Pence's commencement address at Taylor University. 6,000 Taylor University community members signed a petition calling on administrators to revoke Pence's invitation to campus. Inviting Vice President Pence to Taylor University and giving him a coveted platform for his political views makes our alumni, faculty, staff and current students complicit in the Trump-Pence administration's policies, which we believe are not consistent with the Christian ethic of love we hold dear, the petition read. Last week, Taylor University President Paul Haines stepped down from his role after intense criticism of his decision to invite Pence to campus. The College Fix highlighted Haines' resignation in a report this week that noted that Haines apologized to the Taylor University community for his decision to invite Pence to campus. "I didn't really foresee the depth of pain and things that would come out of inviting Pence, and I feel very badly about that. And I ask your forgiveness for that," Haines said in his apology. Taylor University senior Jordan Hardesty argued that the controversy over Pence's speech inappropriately overshadowed the accomplishments of the graduating class. "All in all, VP Mike Pence is coming, and we should welcome him and respect him even if some people don't agree that his actions reflect Christian values," Hardesty said in a comment. "In my opinion, Taylor is focusing too much on Pence instead of the graduates' accomplishments. Graduation is what you make of it. You're in control of your perspective." A university spokesperson claims that Haines' decision to step down was not related to the controversy surrounding his decision to invite Pence to give the commencement address. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.